Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the news show from the British Tech Network. I'm Ewan Rankin. It's all the technology news in around 5 minutes. So you thought you might be lonely this Christmas? Well, you're not. Cheer up, put a smile on it and get yourself another eggnog, because Sky is going to screen the entire James Bond collection in HD through the winter. Oh yes, if you're a Bond lover, then you're going to be able to get, from October, all of the movies in HD. They've secured the deal for the 50th anniversary, and it's all going to start with Dr. No, and it's going to end up in whatever the last one was called. Question of Sport, that was it. Barclays has opened up Ping It money transfer applications to everyone. If you've not seen Ping It, then don't worry. Dr. Happy Mac loves the stuff. Effectively, what you do is you type in your code and it will send money to anyone that you want. It's dead easy. It's dead simple. All you have to use is a smartphone and away you go. And now they've opened it up to all the other banks as well. Well done, Barclays. I'm sure they're taking a bit of a fee, but that's not a problem. One of the real everyday life benefits you're going to have is if you go out for dinner with someone, instead of 10 credit cards hitting the table or you sitting trying to divvy it up, all you have to do is one person pays the bill, then you work it out and everyone else just sends him back the money and it'll be there in seconds. Well done, Barclays. Google has issued its earnings report. They've had a rather good year. They're up 24% year on year. That's a 10.6 billion revenue to them. Not bad, really, is it, for selling adverts? If they could sell adverts for us, I'd be very grateful. I could do with 10 billion. That would work. PC sales seem to be hitting back in Europe. According to a research report from Gartner, the first quarter of 2012 showed 89 million units sold, and that's a 1.9% increase. We're an awful lot down, don't forget. There's been a 20% drop in the last couple of years, but a 2% clawback has got to be a recovery. Well done, PC market. Sony is going to cut its TV production by 40%. That's a loss of 10,000 jobs. They're all going to disappear. Some are going to be absorbed into other parts of the business as well, perhaps, but Sony are just not selling enough TVs, it would seem. If you're into TVs, you're probably buying Samsung, Panasonic or others. And it's interesting as well that the story that I look for, Samsung and Panasonic are the ones that have got all the adverts down the side of it. Just to twist the knife. If you're into your Windows Ultrabooks, then good news. Intel are going to use a fund that they've got to crash the price. Their chips are going to come out an awful lot cheaper, and it means that you could have Ultrabooks hitting the $699 mark by the end of the year. They're also saying that the fund that they've got available is going to reduce the cost of components over time to hit aggressive mainstream price points. Well done, that's just what it needs. I'd gladly run the Skype wall off small little Ultrabooks, definitely. Now, if you're Apple, it's not been a great week for you, really. They've had the flashback malware hit them over the last few months. Around 600,000 Macs worldwide have been affected, and the whole of the Windows community is sniggering to itself and saying, I told you so, as well as Graham Cluley and us, because we did tell you a year ago. But there's a fix out. Don't worry, it'll fix your Java so it won't cause the problem. And Apple are also going to be sued by the United States over ebook price fixing claims. The Department of Justice has issued a lawsuit against Apple and five leading publishers, with allegations of collusion and cartelism and ebook price fixing. The suit claims that Amazon and Barnes & Noble cannot lower their prices as a result of the settlement, and there's going to be a whole load of brand stuff off the fan if this one really turns out to be worthwhile. Macmillan, Penguin, HarperCollins, Simon & Schuster and Hachette Publishing are all included. Now, if you're into your PCs and you like solid-state drives, I've got the mother of all solid-state drives for you. Fusion IO has announced the IOFX. This thing is unbelievable. It's delivering 1.5 gigabytes per second, that's gigabytes as well, not gigabits, of bandwidth. And you can view 3D movie effects on the fly as they're being rendered. A 420 gig model is going to be here at the end of this quarter, and it's going to set you back $2,495. But you do get 1 year support contract with that as well. Big deal. Big deal. Now, we've talked about the 7-inch Apple tablet coming out, but Samsung are definitely releasing one. The Samsung Galaxy Tab 7.0 is definitely coming on the 22nd of April. That's a week away. And the 10.1 is going to get a revision on its price as well, as allegedly. It's going to drop to $399. The 7-inch is going to start at $250 for 8 gig of storage. So it's not an awful lot, though, is it? And finally, the sound sofa is here. Yes, this is the ultimate in accessories. It's a corner suite sofa type thing, couch, that goes in the corner of your room, and the corner piece, although you can sit on it, has got a subwoofer in it and a couple of speakers, and it probably pumps out a load of noise, and it's $1,600, and it's available here in the UK. Huzzah! You can't get it if you're in the States. Bad luck. Don't know why there's a dollars only price though. It's going to cost you about £1,200, and it looks awful. It's a velour vinyl thingy that's really nasty, and it's in grey. The speakers are really obtrusive though. Don't buy it. If you've got a story and no one else to listen, then you can send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com, or you can follow us on the website at britishtechnetwork.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at British Tech Network. We're going to be back again this afternoon. We got the photo show at 2 o'clock and we got the Mac show at 3:30. And then the nonsense show will be here tomorrow at 9:30 p.m. as normal. We've been number one as the Mac show for quite a while in iTunes, and a huge thank you to those people that have subscribed to us after the changeover and also left reviews. Reviews are the big part of the network. Please, 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 if you can, review the network, and that'll make a huge difference to all the shows in iTunes and other places as well as. Hope you have a great weekend. Thanks ever so much for listening.